Ray Tubbs, Main Street entrance. In 1709, Harford authorized the purchase of 1 acre for its second burying ground for its citizens of its third ecclesiastical society, now East Harford, on the east side of the Great River. Over time, this burying ground became known as Center Cemetery. Its first known burial was in 1710 for Thomas Trill, a veteran of the Narragansett Wars, but his marker no longer exists. With later purchases, the cemetery reached its present size of just over 12 acres. Sold out since the mid-20th century, it contains some 5,650 gravestones. The initial selection of 30 podcast sites is concentrated in the older sections in the front half of the cemetery, ranging from the oldest marker of 1712 for Obadiah Wood through the Civil War era, and with a few exceptions reaching as far as 1895. As the oldest surviving link of East Harford to its long history, Center Cemetery is by far the largest contributing historic asset of the Central Avenue Center Cemetery National Historic District, established in 1993, and it is deservedly listed on the National Register of Historic Places. Center Cemetery is one of the most important and interesting colonial cemeteries of the Connecticut River Valley and of the state as a whole. It is one of the most striking examples of the mixing of Connecticut Valley's softer brown or sandstones with hard eastern granite schists. The more classical white marbles became popular in the early 1800s. New England 18th century gravestone markers are valued not only as notable examples of American folk art, but at its most original, arguably America's first indigenous art form. Two major traditions of marker carving in colonial Connecticut are the Eastern Connecticut ornamental style, mostly granite and schist, and the Connecticut Valley style, mostly sandstone. Center Cemetery has numerous fine examples of both styles done by such notable colonial Connecticut stone carvers as the brothers William and Peter Buckland, Gershom Bartlett, Heron Haskins, Thomas Johnson, and Ebenezer Drake. Recognized as masters of the genre for their high technical skill and creativity, they are among those carvers who set the standards for stone art throughout most of the colony and well up and down the entire river valley. No longer an active cemetery, Center Cemetery now assumes new roles to keep its place in the town's cultural fabric of the 21st century. It's a tranquil respite from the urban discontent that surrounds it. It's a green link between the town green on one end and an entrance to the Lehocklin Linear Park at the other. It's a place to search for genealogical connections. Its roadway grid is ideal for jogging and power walking. It's a place for peaceful contemplation, a rest under a tree, an alfresco lunch break. Each stone is a portal to town and regional history. Walk through and explore.